It's a rematch 6 weeks in the making, except this time a district championship and survival is on the line. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Cass City Redhawks squaring off tonight for the second time this season. Good evening and hello from the coziest field in the Greater Thumb Conference, Cass City, Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside of me tonight, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hanson.
Thanks, Clark. Happy to be here. We follow up last week's great rematch in the East with this great rematch in the West.
The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers have not lost since the first week of the season, and they have no intention of starting that trend tonight. They're coming off of a hard-fought, last-minute come-from-behind victory over Flint Hamity a week ago. Now they have to go on the road to take on a team that took them to the very last minute as well.
Lakers has been on a roll, and even when they don't play very well, they still find ways to win, even if they haven't reached their potential yet.
The Cass City Redhawks would love nothing more tonight than to avenge their Week 5 and only loss of the season to the Lakers. If Cass City can do so, they would grab their first victory over the Green and White since 2010, and more importantly, secure the Redhawks' first district championship in school history.
Cass City hasn't been able to overcome Lakers as of late, that's for sure, but not having a district title in school history is shocking to me.
The last Laker district championship came in 2014 when they defeated no one else but the Cass City Redhawks. Tonight's winner will have their hands full, as waiting on the other side of the bracket is a pesky New Lothrop team, and not to mention the defending Division 7 champion in Powama, Westphalia. We'll see after 48 minutes tonight of what team is up for that task.
It should be an excellent game, and New Lothrop has struggled against Greater Thumb Conference teams as of late. That could be a good sign for the winner of this game.
Coming up on your WLW Sports pregame show, we'll take a trip across the region, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at the game of the week in the Division 7 District Championship. Lakers at Cass City, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're gonna infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe. So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right. Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the thumb. Talk of, talk of, talk of the thumb.
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our Thumb area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb Area Farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
As a player in the game of life, your jersey has a number and a name, but it's the name everybody knows here at Thumb National Bank. Hi, this is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. From the huddle to the final score, team strategy pays big dividends. In a game of life, it's financial teamwork that translates to success. At Thumb National, let us show you how to score on your savings for a college education, a new home or property purchase, a business, agricultural or car loan, or any endeavor you may be seeking. So don't be a bench warmer. Stop into Thumb National Bank and let us help get you into the game of life. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Cassidy, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kodak Radiator in Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, DS Services of Cassidy for all of your agricultural needs, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon. Bayport State Bank, Thumb National Bank and Trust, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It's the best time of the year, and finally, Mother Nature has taken the hint. Last week, we finally started to feel the playoff weather with cooler temperatures in the air and rising tension on the gridiron. In the first week of the postseason, we saw a rematch of the Greater Thumb East Championship, Ubley and Harbor Beach. That game lived up all to its hype and came down to the bitter end with the Pirates hanging on to an 8-point lead, 30-22. The man to my right last week in the past 6 years is the true professional himself, Dave Hanson.
Well, you said it best. That game last week was incredible. Hard-nosed, well-fought, low penalties. It was just a fun, fast game to watch. It's sad that it was over. But I have high expectations that this one will be a good one in its own right.
Typically, this is the point in the broadcast where I introduce the brains to our operation. That would be not Dave or myself or Paul P. Adams, but instead our director of sports information, Doug Cole. Due to prior commitments, Doug will return next week as the road to Ford Field continues. But with us tonight is about the next best thing. With a storied and accredited resume, we have brought back in our number whiz for tonight, Mark McConnell.
We're glad Mark could be here and help us out tonight.
Introducing Doug, we would normally discuss our director of social media and media relations, Kayla O'Neill. However, she too is gone tonight, leaving Dave and me without a left or right leg to stand on. But alas, we will survive as we have a world-class spotter with us tonight, John McConnell, which means, Dave, you will be tasked with updating our social media accounts tonight.
I think I can handle the extra workload. It is playoff time, after all, and we will still keep the Facebook and Twitter page up to date with all of the scoring plays as they come in.
And speaking of informed audiences, you will want to tune in to the most in-depth coverage of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan as the WLW Sports Network presents The Strong Side this Sunday and every Sunday at 7 p.m. It's on Sports Radio 102.1 in WLWSports.com with yours truly, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, as we discuss all of the latest playoff happenings as the road to Ford Field gets shorter and shorter. The Strong Side takes place every Sunday throughout the entire football season right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Absolutely tune in. We cover all the highlights from what happened on Friday and now some Saturdays, and then we will preview where we're going to be next week and what our Greater Thumb Conference field looks like.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network. Kickoff of the Division 7 District Championship from Cassidy, Michigan, is in 43 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben